Senator, what are your thoughts on this blockade? How does this play out? You heard President Trump's comments to me yesterday.
Well, I think what the Iranians are seeing is a very different negotiating style. You remember the last time they sat down and talked about nuclear arsenal and nuclear ambitions with the U.S. president? That was under Obama. Their negotiator, the Iranian negotiator, walked out of the room and John Kerry chased him out of the room. The Obama administration broke and gave them everything they wanted in terms of being able to pursue their nuclear ambitions. President Trump has made it clear that he will not do that. The Iranians tried that old play again. It didn't work this weekend. J.D. Vance stood strong. I think the Iranians are seeing it's a different play now, and President Trump is doubling back on them and shutting them down, blockading the Iranians and cutting off all revenue at this point. I think they're realizing this is a very different game, and I'll be anxious to see how J.D.'s latest and final offer is received by the Iranians.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering if the next front in this war is largely economic. I mean, look at what's happened to the Iranian economy, right? And you know, I mean, of course, the military has been, you know, decimated. But when you even with yes. the price of oil where it is, the president says told me yesterday he's going to continue this maximum pressure campaign.
I think it's entirely appropriate to do that. It worked last time. We were almost there in the first Trump administration. You and I have talked about it before. My job was to get the Japanese government to stop buying Iranian crude oil when I was U.S. ambassador to Japan. That happened all over the world. And again, John Kerry inserted himself and suggested to the Iranians that they should wait and see what would happen in the 2020 election. Again, Biden comes in, opens up all the spigots, money starts flowing to Iran, and they're back in the terrorism business. President Trump is not going to allow this. The Iranians need to get the message. And I think after this weekend, Vice President Vance, Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner have delivered that message loud and clear.